So we're going to be learning together Shorei HaRaz, Women's Shuvah of the Week. And we're going to deal with an issue that comes up when a person makes a mistake by reciting a bracha when it's not the right time for him to be reciting the bracha. And we're actually going to go through six scenarios, and we'll see halakha l'maaseh, how we resolve this, and the differences between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. So let's go through the cases. Okay, so... Before we go to the case, let's set forth the following very important rule. For a Sfaradi, you have to be concerned that a bracha levatala is an isur d'oraita, according to the Rambam and according to the Shulchan Aruch. Shna Bura for Ashkenazim says straight out that a bracha levatala is drabanan, that's siman resh tedvav. So how do we resolve these dilemmas? I'm going to follow in the approach of Rav Avad Yosef, and basically it's good work for Ashkenazim as well. In the resolving this dilemma, you have to talk about the following. Say a person made a bracha on dairy when he is still bisari, after he's, you know, it was within the 6 hours after having meat. Now, he wasn't supposed to make a bracha on the dairy food. He's not supposed to eat dairy food at that time. So the question is, what's more important, to avoid the bracha levatala and eat even one tiny little bit? Or is it more important to refrain from eating that dairy while one is bisari, when one is meaty, so to speak, or fleishig, as Ashkenazim will call it? So in resolving this dilemma, for a Sfaradi, since bracha levatala is an isur d'oraita, that overcomes the isur d'rabanan of eating dairy after meat. Why is it not an isur d'oraita? Why is it not a Torah prohibition? Because the Torah prohibition of milk and meat is only when they're cooked together. The Torah says not to cook meat with the mother's milk. For Ashkenazim, which is interesting, the waiting 6 hours is a minhag, because really just waiting an hour is sufficient on a Durbanan level. Beyond that is just a minhag for Ashkenazim, as clear from the Ramah. That's Yoradeya Siman Pei Tet. So the Isur Bracha Levatala beats out the minhag of not having dairy after meat after an hour, and therefore one could eat one tiny tribe even for Ashkenazi. This is debated. Not everybody agrees with this, but I think this is the approach that makes the most sense. Okay, next. What about during the fourth Somot, Sarba Teveit, Shiva Saba Tammuz, Tzom Gedalia, or Tanit Aser? These are all minhagim, unless it's a time of persecution. Tanit Aser is always a minhag. So clearly for a Sfaradim, we regard Bracha Levatala to be a concern that's an Isur D'oraita, Torah level prohibition. Definitely is more important to refrain them from the bracha in this instance. Whereas Ashkenazi, these four fast days are minhag, and Isur Bracha Levatala is Rabbanan. And therefore the dilemma becomes, what do we do? Do we take a tiny little bit? And so shouldn't be Bracha Levatala? Is it more important to avoid eating on the Arba'at Tzomot? So here I think we could say clearly, although again it's debated for Ashkenazim, that even for Ashkenazim you should eat a tiny bit to avoid a Bracha Levatala. But here's the difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. What is on Tisha B'Av, you by mistake made a Bracha on food and you realize where you ate it, what do I do? So the Sfaradi should refrain actually eat a tiny bit, because Bracha Levatala, where word is Doraita, is Midoraita, and for Tisha B'Av is clearly Midrabanan, and therefore the Isur Doraita takes precedence over Tisha B'Av. Eat a tiny bit. You can still say Anenu, as long as less than Gnezayir, Rav Avadya says. You can still say Anenu, and you can, okay, and still Yom Tom Tanitenu. Now, and for Ashkenazi though, since Isur Bracha Levatala is Drabanan, Tisha B'Av is Drabanan, in this case you have a face off between two Drabanans. I think the best thing to do in this case would be to say Shevata Se'adif. You have a choice of violating two Drabanans. One is by eating on Tisha B'Av a tiny bit, or by not eating, you're violating the Bracha Levatala. But by the Bracha Levatala, you're violating passively. Eating on Tisha B'Av is you're violating actively. We prefer passive violations over active violations. So if you have this dilemma of an Ashkenazi Yehudi mistake made a bracha on food Tisha B'Av before he ate, realized Tisha B'Av, he should actually refrain from eating Tisha B'Av. Everyone would agree. So Sfaradim and Ashkenazim would agree on Yom Kippur. If you got it's Yom Kippur, he made a bracha and he realized, before you eat, right before you eat, it's Yom Kippur. So definitely that Yom Kippur beats out the Yisur Bracha Batala even according to Sfaradim, because eating on Yom Kippur involves an Yisur Karet, the punishment of losing Olam Haba, short in life, very, very serious Yisur, and that's clearly from the Torah. Even a tiny bit is Asur min HaTorah, Chatzishur is Asur min HaTorah, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore you want to refrain from eating on Yom Kippur, if it means making the Bracha Batala. Two more scenarios and we'll call it a day. What if you you made a bracha on meat during the 9 days? You forgot it was 9 days. You made a bracha on meat, and right before you ate, you realize, oh, it's the 9 days. You eat, you not eat. Well, not eating meat in the 9 days is a nisur drabanan, except for the sudam of sex. That was the last meal. But in the last meal for Tisha B'Av, in the 9 days not having meat is only is a minhag, is only a custom. Therefore, for Sfaradim, definitely eat a tiny bit. So it should be bracha v'tala. Even for Ashkenazim, bracha v'tala is nisur drabanan, still more important than minhag of refraining from meat during the 9 days. Finally, everyone would agree that if somebody made a bracha on non-kosher food, even that non-kosher food is only finished rabbinically, then already you can't eat the food. Why? Because there's no question that it's a bracha batala. It's nothing you can do. Even you eat, it's still a bracha batala because the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, it's what both Sfaradim and Ashkenazim follow, that no bracha is made on a non-kosher food. So refraining from eating the non-kosher food actually wouldn't get you anywhere. Because you're not allowed to make a bracha on non-kosher food. So this is almost by definition not a dilemma, because it's not a question of Yisur Bracha Batala or the violation of eating non-kosher food, because either way, once you make a bracha on non-kosher food, whether you eat it or not, you're violating the Bracha Batala, because you can't make a, even by eating it, it's not going to correct the bracha batala problem, because there's no bracha on non-kosher food. So in such a case, you made a bracha, you realize it is non-kosher. Do not even take a tiny bit. Even a tiny bit is already Torah prohibited. Chatzi shuar muta asur min ha Torah. Okay, wishing everybody a great week full of bracha and bryut.